What role do you see for the county to actively stimulate growth and economic development in Mapleton itself, especially given the county's role in attracting and supporting the Braves organization in another part of the county?
Are you going to reduce our rights first?
I was going to leave that part out. Whichever one of you would like to go first?
Go ahead.
It's good to be here, good to be home, and it's good to have our chairman here with us. If we could give him a round of applause. I promise we did not call each other to see if we were going to wear tennis shoes before we got here, but we like to keep it casual past 5 p.m. You know, with respect to spurring development in our community, I mean, it's a multifaceted way we can approach it, but I can tell you one direct way that I have seen us look at economic development since our chairman has been on board. We have not really had a robust economic development office since I have been elected. There was some discussion about whether or not the chamber would take more of a role with economic development, and for the past 4 years, we've just been trying to do what we can do with our limited capacity. We have about a staff of one dedicated to a count of 740,000 people to do economic development, which really is a challenge for us because our need in this part of the area is South Cobb. So when Mike Boyce came on board, we had just completed having a consultant come and assess our operation when it came to economic development, and this became a priority of our current chairman to make sure that we're fully staffing this effort. So since he's been on board, we've had a partnership meeting with various economic development directors in Cobb County, those with the chamber, to see what we can do in-house to better spur economic development. I mean, the chamber has done a good job as far as bringing businesses to Cobb, but if you look at the type of businesses they bring, they're bringing those very large macro businesses and are not really looking at development of our community from a micro level, the supermarket. Where the banks are in your community and those assets that make a complete community. And so we've revived that effort, and Mike recently had a consultant come in and give us a presentation how much money we're going to put behind that effort so that we can create a Department of Economic Development. So what are we going to do in the short run? It's nice to know that we have these things coming along in place, but I shared with the chair and I shared with different economic development partners in Cobb County that District 4 just cannot wait for this to come on board. So what I've been doing is polling them to see how we can come together with our strong business leaders in the community and start meeting on a quarterly basis so that we can determine how we can rejuvenate our community on our own. So we're in the process of reviving that. And that's more from a strategic perspective. There's some other things that we can do to invest in our community, and that's through other ongoing tasks of our government, whether it's through land use and zoning, when we have businesses, making sure that we make sure that they're well run, that they are operating in a way that does not deter additional development, and even is developed in a way that invites additional development. Through code enforcement, making sure that our community looks good so people want to come here and develop. Also through infrastructure investment, whether it be through transportation, our road projects, anything that provides throughput capacity, even if you look at Floyd Road and how traffic is flowing along there, helps develop business. East-West Connector, look at how it's developing and coming back since the economy has moved forward. Because it's a good thoroughfare in our community, we see it becoming revitalized in ways that we did not think would happen, and that development is coming this way. Something that I know that has been lacking in our community are restaurants. And so I recently have reached out to the Georgia Restaurant Association, and we're setting up a meeting so I can meet with various restauranteurs so we can figure out how we can bring restaurants here. So I just realized I can't afford to wait for staff, even though I think it's going to come along. There are just going to have to be some things that we're going to have to push beyond our current processes in the county to make sure that our environment not only looks good for development, but that we are selling ourselves as being ready for development, whether it comes to, again, those micro needs for neighborhood amenities, and also when it comes to more recreational opportunities for the community, or things like sit-down restaurants and things for us to enjoy. That's me. my role this year.
Sure glad she went first. just a couple small things that I think that we could be doing from the macro level. First of all, I gave a presentation to the South Cobb Business Association earlier, I guess it was last week, time runs together here, where I'm just sort of telling the narrative of South Cobb, and there is no South Cobb, there's a Cobb. And this part of the county is doing incredibly well. Let me just give you a couple numbers here. The first quarter of this year, in commercial permits, you generate almost 33% of the permits in the county. The only ones who had more permits than you, and of course this is expected, is District 2 around Battery Park, but out of 306 permits just in the first quarter of this year, there were 92 commercial permits issued, valued over $11 million. That's not chump change. Last year, District 4 led the county in residential permits. You issued 368 residential permits, valued more than $106 million. So South Cobb is there. It's there, and it's coming along. There's a couple other things here to address quality of life. If you think quality of life is conjunctive with business development. People want to come here and work and play and live if they know that they're coming to an area that reflects five-star quality. Let me give you some numbers here. In the 2011 SPLOST, South Cobb had $58 million in DOT projects, roads, things of that nature. That's the 2011 SPLOST. Already in the 2016 SPLOST, even though we're only 2 years into it, the county's already spent $55 million in South Cobb. So we've already matched in 2 years what it took us 4 years to spend before. Parks. In 2011 SPLOST, we spent about $31 million in parks programs down here, buildings, things of that nature. In 2016 SPLOST, we're already at $26 million. So the county, thanks to your commissioner here, is building to match your economic development here in the county. We have unlimited potential here in this part of the county. You have hard points that were built a long time ago. You have some incredible infrastructure and roads here. You have access to I-20. I met with the commissioners of Paulding, Bartow, and the chairwoman of Douglas County last week in Savannah to talk about how we can work together on some regional projects that will impact on South Cobb. It's the start of a conversation we need to have involving traffic, obviously, and it's going to be focused on West Cobb and South Cobb. So the bottom line is, you have already created the inertia, the potential energy there to get this program going by creating new businesses here, by building new homes. The school system is spending money down here. I saw Harmony Leland is being finally, after decades, is going to be a new school there. So all elements are in place. And now what we have to do here is to partner with the private sector to make sure that we contribute to do our part using taxpayer money to match what you're doing in the private sector. And the last thing I want to mention is the South Cobb Development Authority. As I tell everybody, it takes 3 to 5 years for a business to get off, on its good legs, and I think we're in our third year at the South Cobb Development Authority, and they're finally starting to produce some products. And like I said, I was patient. I knew it was going to take some time. So again, they're another one of the cornerstones we have down here in the county that we're going to be working with to make sure that this county is successful as Cobb County is, because you're working towards it and we need to be partners with it.
Just share one additional thing. I think it's important, even though we're talking about economic development, our chairman talked about housing starts, and that's critical because rooftops help to drive what kind of businesses that we're going to see. And so with the help of Gal Porter, who serves on the District 4 Planning Commission in the back of the room, we're looking at bringing in quality, higher priced residential because, and I hate to share it, but that's our goal, is because a lot of the businesses that I have reached out to, one of their impediments is area median income. And if we are not bringing in people at a certain, into certain type of housing that can afford that type of housing, we're never going to drive up area median income. And it's a very tough conversation, because I know that there's a big push towards affordable housing. But I've shared with the chairman and other leaders who've been talking about affordable housing, when it comes to affordable housing, District 4 has been the affordable housing leader. And we need to change the way that we look so that we can be comparable to the rest of Cobb. So I need your support, because not everybody is supportive of my approach. But I tell people that you can't tell me that we shouldn't be moving up our housing values and then complain that we don't have a grocery store. I mean, there's got to be some way that that business has confidence that they're going to be able to be sustained. So I'm going to be making those decisions when it comes to zoning, and would appreciate your support as we do that.